I'd just first of all like to introduce myself. My name's Kim Dolzadelli. I'm currently the acting chief executive. Testing, 1, 2, 3. How's that up the back there? Yep. Excellent, okay. For you people that couldn't hear me speak, my name's Kim Dolzadelli. I'm currently the acting chief executive officer for the Shire of Donnybrook Bailing Up. Look, I'd like to welcome you all here today. It's great that people come to these meetings and get the opportunity to listen to various experts who are on the ground, either controlling or doing work. So, welcome. We have several people from different government agencies here today. Today, we'll hear from the DFIS Incident Controller, Peter Norman, WA Police Inspector, Mr. John Bauman, and Joe Bennett. Joe Bennett from Department of Communities also. What I'd ask you to do is if you could reserve your questions to the end, what we'll actually do is, so those individuals will give you a brief as to where things are up at. We also have officers such as Tim from DPIRD here. So there are plenty of people here from different agencies that will be able to field questions, whether they're of a general nature or if they're specific at the end of the meeting. And indeed, if you've got some stuff that's really specific to your property, we'll probably close the meeting and those people will stay here and you can actually have, you know, more of a one-on-one conversation with them. So not to want to upset you with my dulcet tones, I'm going to hand over now to Peter.
Thanks, Kim, and welcome. Peter Norman, for those that weren't here yesterday. Just for local residents and community that weren't here yesterday, can you just raise your hand? Right, so significantly new people. Welcome. So I do have to go quite extensive on my brief to yesterday. So resulting from the lightning, obviously on Tuesday night, 300,000 lightning strikes, many incidents through the southwest. Most of those were managed. However, two significant incidents developed through that time. This one managed by your local bushfire brigades. This one managed by Parks and Wildlife through Tuesday. It came apparent DFES needed to assist the local government with the Sandhills fire, and DBCA were basically stretched with resources between this fire and another one at Wellington Dam through that time, and we're also seeking assistance, so a preformed team, as we call it, that's on call all the time, that I'm the incident controller of the Delta team. We were mobilised on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock to be down here for 8 o'clock yesterday morning. In that time, we had to structure up what was set up for both incidents, which was only what each agency could spare at the time, and restructure both those incidents into a coordinated response, which you might have seen down on the sports ground, and thanks for local government for accommodating us and all what we've put forward before you over the last 48 hours, which has been pretty hectic. So that's a coordination fact, but in that time there's obviously been firefighters, coordinated effort, support from all government agencies assisting us with that, and so we've moved on. Yesterday's brief was we didn't know sort of what we had right up this eastern side. We had trucks and dozers and many equipment working up each side until just before sunset when we lost our large air tanker and all our air suppression forces that we've got, which can't fly after nightfall. So you'd understand that, and you probably saw on the horizon the significant activity and why people were out of that area. So yesterday I got intense questions about why we had people here, why we had this road closed, all that. Well, that was exactly why, and why we remain in that state today. So we had a significant run that popped out of the national park into some pasture land here that we pulled up fairly quickly. Most significant out of the plantations and into private property up here. And I believe it's was it the Mumble Up? Where's the top of me? Anyone help me? What's that? Organics. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. So Mumbleup Organic, so we're right up to that boundary, and we were preparing obviously for this thing to cross the road, take the road out and continue north past the recreational dam and head its way to Collie. So that's how we plan and look at it at the higher level. Great effort by local brigades, every resource that we had in and around, we called on more from Bunbury. Everything that was on this fire went to that fire, and that's why we have a coordinated approach with the most significant work required. So some great effort there for what's reported back, no property loss. Unconfirmed about livestock in that area. Can report over in this one, we have confirmed one cow and 150 sheep. It's been confirmed by DPIRD, and thanks for their work, and we'll get them into this area as quickly as possible. I'll touch on this incident first. And thanks for the feedback, and we can take more today, but there was obviously concern people couldn't enter this area yesterday, and even this area and up in between here. We just worked on allowing access via Ferguson Road in between the incidents. So following that meeting yesterday, reviewed all these vehicle control points. So all that remains is off the main road now, so the main arterial's open, is really what is within that fire. We're only, or about 80% tracked and contained around there, and we won't look at handing that off until that's 100% tracked and controlled, but we're up about 80% on this incident and pulled all vehicle control points in as tight as we can on that to allow as many of the people back to your places afterwards. We look at handing that back to Max and the local brigades tomorrow around lunchtime, and hopefully even before that. We've got road walking in place at the moment on the roads that are in here. So the process under that is after we've cleaned and extinguished all stags and overhanging hazards, that a crew will walk those roads and then we'll walk it again 24 hours later. But we hope to have that completed by close of business today and be in a place tomorrow to to hand that back to the brigade. But we may also be able to let people into there later today is the plan. This fire, as I said, we've just got Mandalay Road and the west of the Collie Road, so Collie, Boyup Brook have a linkage back again. Predominantly National Park, Bibwinwin Track closed, the recreational park's closed just in case we do get an escape. And there's significant fire activity at the moment and bombers working, so we still have aircraft and that working on this fire in the northern area on the back of that organics property and also a little bit over in the plantations that needs cleaning and tidying up. Again, we have about 80% of that contained and tracked, and those machines are working across this area today. Hope to be finished that by close of business, but that work will go into tomorrow. And once the private property and plantation areas are confirmed and safe, that'll be handed back to DBCA, so Parks and Wildlife, and they'll manage the national park and work on the Bibwinwin track and do all those extras within their national park as their normal business. I think I'll leave it at that as an overview and get our next speaker and take any specific questions later on. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Peter. Inspector John Bellman, WA Police.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Peter. Basically, all I need to add is that we operate the vehicle control points in under direction from Peter as the incident controller. So they're constantly reviewed by the incident command team, and to make sure that if the road can be opened and allow you access, they will be. They're put in place mainly for the safety of the responders, especially the fireys and all the truck movements around the place, but also your own safety as well. So they're not put there for an extended period if we can close them. Today we've made about 10 changes throughout the day under the review that allows people to get access. So we're conscious that you need to get to your homes and go about your business so it's not so you can do it safely, basically. Thank you to all those people that have been patient and adhered to the road closures. There's a few people that haven't, but as they always do. But happy to talk later on to anybody else, but thanks.
Thank you, John. Joe's from the Department of Communities.
Hi. The Department of Communities, we operate the evacuation centres on behalf of the local governments. So we've had two evacuation centres opened over this time, one at Boyup Brook, which is now closed, and we've got the Donnybrook evacuation centre as well. So if you've made, when you come along, you register, and we then know where you are, what you're doing. At the moment, the final six people are being allowed back to their properties, so there will be nobody here at the evacuation centre from now. So, yeah, that's all we need.
Thank you, Jo. And just to add to, I guess, what Jo just said, the Shire runs the Donnybrook Transit Park. We've opened that up to anybody that's affected with animals that hasn't been able to stay up here, and we're waiving all charges. All you need to do is drop into the Shire. So if it's not you, but if you know somebody that might need that, and we're not going to cut that off today or tomorrow. It's as long as we need it. We've also got 10 bays at the Bailing Up Transit Park, bays 1 to 10. All of the power boxes for those have been unlocked. Basically, if you know of anybody or if you need to utilise those spaces, contact the Shire, I would say, at this stage. We'll give you the details of the direct contact for the transit park. You'll still need to give them a call. And on arrival, they'll actually give you the PIN numbers for entry into the ablutions and such like. And once again, no charge. The Shire will just pick that up and essentially, you know, we just want to make sure that people aren't left out in car parks, etc. This is a very trying time. In terms of local government services, yep, there's probably been a couple of interruptions in terms of, you know, getting on with certain bits and pieces, maybe some roadworks or maintenance. Those services such as rubbish collection, etc., haven't been impacted at all. So from that aspect, it's been quite good. I guess at the end of the day, what I'd like to say is I've been in this situation before where there's been major fires in districts, and it never ceases to amaze me the way that people come together. The effort of the volunteers is just mind-boggling. It's just, you know, if you can't respect them, then who can you respect is the way I think. They do an absolutely amazing job, as do all the governmental agencies that are involved. DFIS, setting up the ICC Centre, and if you haven't seen it, have a look over toward the Oval, towards the back of the Oval. I mean, that's no simple effort for them to have to actually got that up down here very quick. And certainly from the local government's viewpoint, it's been an absolute pleasure to deal with not only DFIS and Peter, the Incident Control Manager, but all other government agencies as well. It's been a great team effort, and hopefully the conditions stay favourable and we can all go back to normal business pretty damn soon. So look, without any further ado, as I said, we do have people from various agencies here. I'm going to open the floor up to questions if anybody has any questions, and we'll try and get the relevant person, expert, to give some answers to those questions. Like I said, if you've got some really, really specific questions about, you know, my driveway, then perhaps stay until the formal meeting's actually closed, and we'll have people here that will stay that you'll be able to discuss those issues with. So, without further ado, do we have any questions at all?
What are weather conditions looking like over the next few days and into the weekend?
Peter, are you the best one for that?
Was that the weather into the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not a meteorologist, and if I was or had any influence, I'd get rid of the cloud cover and we'd move the smoke away for you.
good days tomorrow and into Saturday. Saturday, another front forming. The intel is that it's in the southwest land division, but be further east, more impacting Goldfields and Esperance area, so more to the east of this particular area. But it will have with it lightning. As we are aware, some of this impacts of lightning had rain, some didn't. So our biggest fear is dry lightning, and that was our storm, you know, the last few months when these troughs come through, dry lightning hits the ground. As I mentioned to the group yesterday and didn't mention today, for this local area, the most significant days are days 2 and 3, which was yesterday and today, that even today we're expecting fires to pop up. So they sit down like in mulch, leaf litter, and that sits around for a couple of days before it actually gets to an ignition point, like spontaneous combustion in mulch, you know, until it actually pops up and is noticed. So, yeah, have your plans together. My bushfire plan at dfes.wa.gov.au. If you've got the internet, if not, there's an app. If you're good with a smartphone, how to have your plan ready, and that's when you make the decision where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, and if you're away from home, what you might be able to do that you can't return. If we put something in because of what's going on, a road blockage or whatever, you need to have that plan of how you can survive, friends, neighbourhoods, phone networks, all that sort of thing. So just say, have that planning preparedness. It's not our first summer, and I'm sure you've been here for a long time. Been a few jobs 4 weeks ago up at Durian Bay, Cervantes, did the same task with the same team. So all communities got to be aware living this landscape about your weather. The Bureau forecast this year to be wet in the north and dry hot in the south. So everyone bags the weather people, weatherman, but I think they're pretty accurate. But significantly the weekend, so just be prepared again for the weekend, but it shouldn't impact here significantly to the east.
Thank you, Peter. Any other questions at all?
Hi, I'm out from Mumbleup area, and I had a phone call from someone out at Noggerup today who's very concerned, because Noggerup, as you know, is another area of concern and watch with this front. Western Power have got a planned outage for a pole replacement tomorrow, and that's going to put people out of power. And we're wondering if there's any way that that can be stopped, because no power on a rural property means no water and no capacity that way.
Thank you very much for the question, and it's a great question. We had a incident support group meeting at 1 o'clock today, and that issue was raised by Susie Delaporte, our local recovery officer who works for the Shire. Susie's got the numbers and all those things from Western Power. Yep.
That issue. So hopefully that will be resolved. I'll be receiving a phone call from him this afternoon.
Yeah, just to add to what Susie said, our commissioner knows the chief executive officer of Western Power, and if need be, that phone call will be made. So you've got absolute 100% support from the Shire on that issue, and we will deal with that, and we won't step away from it. Any other questions?
On a similar subject, I've heard that, as far as we know, when we left our property last night, power was out. What plan is there to get that power back on, and time frame sort of things? And also to add to your list of people that you were thanking is each other and our neighbours, because a lot of us not in the fire brigade or volunteers were working pretty damn hard yesterday to keep things under control.
Thanks for that, and yeah, you're dead right. It's about community. Thanks, Peter.
Because I didn't allude to the fact that, yeah, there was 23 customers with power off up in the area that you probably talk about. They got impacted last night. We've just provided Western Power in the last couple of hours access into there,
as I said, it is got some substantial fire activity at the moment, and why DPIRT and Western Power, who need to get in there and be escorted in there, is in process. The plan was for later today, but obviously we've had some bit more fire activity than what we planned. So they plan this afternoon, but it may be tomorrow. So, and thank you to your neighbours for joining in and having a hand in defending properties. It was a substantial effort up there yesterday evening. And as I said, a big win to what some of our forecasting and expectation was.
Thanks, Peter. So hopefully that gives you at least enough information to know how far out it is. Any other questions? Joe?
The people who have lost their power, generally after a fire, you may approach Western Power and there is a cash amount of money that can be given to you for your power outage over 12 hours, out for over 12 hours. I think it's about $80 or something like that. So it might not be enough, but hopefully, yeah.
Thanks, Joe. So I'll just make one more call to see if anybody's got a question, any further questions. If not, I'd just like to thank you all again for attending and invite anybody who's got some very specific questions to stay along. And we've got, as I said, people from various government agencies here. DFIS is very well represented here, and we're happy to, they are happy to discuss anything further with you individually if you so wish. So, keep looking after each other. Once again, the Shire's attitude basically is we're going to do whatever we need to help DFIS, to help whoever it is. That's our position. The most biggest asset that the district's got is you, the community. So, that's what makes the place. So, without any further, one more question.
I was just thinking about, as a community person, I mean, we are all helping out our neighbours, but is there any organised community group that's putting together any effort that people could join and help people that are in need?
Look, I know the CWA have been very keen to become involved. I believe they've become involved today. I think, namely, in terms of community, it's all been surrounded in, the volunteer fire brigades. Certainly the Shire have allowed many of its staff to go off and just do their brigade jobs. Without having to come to work, and we've not put any limit on that, because at the end of the day, turning a piece of paper ain't quite as important as keeping everybody safe. So, that's what our attitude is. And I think we've got one more question.
Not a question per se. I'm Carolyn from the Donnybrook CWA. We are putting together a group of people tomorrow to make rolls and food for the fireys. Anyone who wanted to come and help may come and help at the CWA Hall at 2 Bentley Street.
Fantastic. And as always, CWA is always there ready to pitch in. Susie?
I just wanted to say that people can register at the Shire to be a volunteer in this situation. We don't have anything specific for you to do at the moment, but I'm keeping a register in order that if there are, are further things that can be done, then I have people's contact details. So please get in touch with community engagement via records at the Shire. So.
Hi, can I also just add, I know I used to work in Donnybrook up until a year ago, and there are some groups here, bushfire ready groups, that exist in Donnybrook. So that's community working together to get more prepared for bushfires. So I'd encourage you once this is sort of done and dusted, the dust has settled, to contact your local brigade and see if there's a bushfire ready group operating in your area, or if you want to start a bushfire ready group. You've obviously seen the importance of this, so they're a really great network. When the chips are down, having that network together, knowing your neighbours, helping each other out. Thank you.
Just one last point from me, if I may, just to sort of add to what Susie said with respect to being able to register at the Shire. I think, you know, obviously the current focus is on what's happening right now, right today, and what's happened over the last couple of days. If you're at all inclined, or you know people who are inclined to get out there and volunteer, obviously they're going to be property holders that have been massively affected here. So if you're of that ilk and you want to get involved and help the community or people within the community, still register. It may be that we can put you in touch with a farmer that needs a bit of help with some fencing or something. To me, that's going to really build or continue to build what is great fabric in the community. So, yeah, just don't think about it as in the here and now. If we can grow that movement, help grow that movement of volunteerism and helping each other out in the community, I think it's a very positive thing. One last call. Okay, no more questions. Without any further ado, I shall close the official meeting, and as I said, anybody with specific questions is welcome to stay. Thank you all for your attendance.